Okay. Still hear me? I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Okay. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facilities during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I remind members of their obligation under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for a duration of the discussion on the item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except for Council's consideration, any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, either in chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I will remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, thank you very much. Any apologies? Okay, we have apologies from Councillor Finnegan. Okay. And Michael Lipset. Okay, going through to action sheet arising from AHC Communities and Committee meeting held on 17th of November. We even have the wee thing. How many pages are that? Okay, I just go through in the pages. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7. Page 8, page 9, page 10. Okay, Councillor McKevitt, do you have a question?
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, I've started just going to look information on, first one, could we have an update on where we are on the Warren Point Community Centre? The second one, it was referenced to the Hilltown Car Park. And I was just wondering, is this the one that was done at Kirkcullion House? And if so, could I just praise the work that has been done there? It's been great assets to the community, and those that use our council facility in Kirkcullion House. We were out at a couple of meetings there recently, and a fantastic job done, if that's the one that's been made reference to for Hilltown Community Association. And the third one, Chair, if you will, I was just wondering, did host families of those that are hosting Ukrainian refugees receive their payment of monies? Thank you.
Okay. You want to?
Through the chair, Warren Point Community Centre, council have agreed to establish a governance project group, and that will have representation from council officers, our consultant design team, estates, and also elected members. So we've scheduled, hopefully, the first meeting of it in January. And that group will be responsible then for driving forward any future decisions in relation to Warren Point. Other queries, yes, Hilltown Car Park, brilliant. That does relate to the community centre, and I'll pass on your word of thanks. And the last one was, what the last one was?
It was the monies for the host families for Ukrainian refugees. Have they received their monies?
I haven't had any word on any further delays in relation to the payments, but I'll check it out after the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Janine.
Okay, I need a proposer and seconder, please. Okay, thank you. Okay, on to item 4 and mid-year business plan assessments and for decision.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Members be aware that we bring a directorate business plan every year linked to our corporate plan. We're at that stage of the year where we are reviewing, if you like, the first 6 months. I'll take the report as read. I'm happy to answer any queries from members if they like. But in general, performance across the board in AHC looks pretty good. So happy to take any questions.
Okay, any questions on item 4? Okay, just need a proposer and seconder, please. Okay, Councillor Sharvin and Councillor Lee Sargent. Thank you. Okay, on to community engagement. Item 5, financial assistance report call-in for approval.
Yes, members, we have previously been in front of you for approval to release call 1 and the themes that would be contained within that call. We have our paper back in front of you this evening because, one, we have slight tweaks to the themes that are going out. So one of the themes is going to be pushed into call 2. A combination of two other themes and a revision on the timescale for release by 1 week. So we are seeking approval this evening, Chair, for those amends to financial assistance call 1. Happy to take any questions.
Okay, I see Councillor Lewis proposed. Any questions? No, okay, Councillor Lewis. Go ahead, Bart. Sorry, Councillor Murray.
All right. Yeah, Chair, I've got bad connectivity here. I can't get in on the chat. So, look, just ask a question. I know the Irish language theme is in call 1, so just wanted to see, was there any effect on it? You know, some of the items were being moved to call 2. Janine, was there any impact on the Irish language call?
Through the chair, no. It's still there in call 1, so I have no information on any changes.
Okay. No problem, Councillor Murray. Councillor Lewis, do you have any questions at all? No. Councillor McAvoy, any questions?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, Councillor McAteer, you have a question?
Yeah, it was just in relation just to the service level agreements. Janine, I think this is the four-year term, isn't it? Some people have missed out on some community groups missed out before, and I think they weren't aware of it. Maybe there was a changeover in 01, the Bourne area. So maybe we just maybe give them a contact myself, but I'm sure if maybe make contact with them, just advise that this is opening. And there's what level of funding then is in that?
Through the chair, there's different scales depending on the size of the facility. Okay. So there's scales applied to the funding, but yes, we can put out a reminder email or a notification to groups who have accessed this fund before, and they're widely publicised publicly. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that.
Okay, Councillor Sharvin, you have a question?
Yeah, in similar vein to Councillor McAteer there about the community facilities. Obviously, in previous calls, there was some that didn't get or weren't even aware of it because of the definition of what a community facility is. You know, some local Gaelic clubs or football clubs provide a hall to the community. Has the terminology around what a community facility actually is been updated? And I don't have the exact date of when the discussion happened, but I remember making a proposal a couple of years ago whenever the County Down Community Rural Network, Breach Jennings, had done a review of this, and I had said that we should potentially look to do a second call for service level agreements for community facilities, because there's many of the ones that do provide a community facility or have improved the performance of their facility, but they were not able to get an SLA. Are we considering a similar approach during these 4 years that we would do a second call to enable those that are not successful in the first call, but who have improved the activities available in the facility to avail of an SLA?
Through the chair, in terms of the definition and what council defines as a community organisation was agreed as part of the community centre effectiveness review, which is the exercise that you're referring to with Breach Jennings. So at the minute, that definition still stands. Now, members will be aware that we have had some discussion at DEA level and engage members directly in what they consider an appropriate definition for a community facility. We also advise groups how to amend or update their any type of governing document that they operate under their constitution so that they may also be eligible to apply for these type of funds. So that's in terms of the definition. What was the second part again? Memory loss tonight.
It's in relation to those that are unsuccessful. Have an improved performance or activities, will they have a second chance during the 4 years to apply?
Yes. So through the chair, council agreed the 4 year call for SLAs and they agreed the 2 year interim call. My understanding was that was a rolling interim call, but again, I'll check out the minutes. It won't be for another 2 years anyway. Check it out.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.
Okay. Councillor O'Hara, you have a question there?
Yes. Thanks, Chair. This is to you as well, Janine. Now, there's a new men's shed started up in Hilton a few months back. Would this include funding for them? And what way would they go about the funding since they're a new organisation, Janine?
It's brilliant. In terms of men's sheds, their constitution means they'd be eligible for quite a number of the things listed here. It shouldn't be a barrier that they are a new group, but we would definitely encourage them to tap into all of the training sessions that we'll be running in advance of the call being opened. We can link them up with other men's sheds and similar groups if they needed advice and support going forward. But the good news for them is to go through all of those themes, and they should be eligible to apply for all, if not most.
That's lovely, Janine. Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Okay. Councillor Murray, did you have a wee hands up there you wanted to speak?
Yeah, I was going to come in on the back of what Gareth was saying, and I suppose just at the last, I know Gareth, you weren't at the last AHC meeting, there was a good long lengthy talk about the rates process that was about to start, that the pressures that the AHC directorate, as all directorates, are going to be under, the risk of cutting of SLAs, the risk of cutting of financial assistance. So, like, I know your question is more than honest, and we could all, every single councillor in AHC could come on and ask a question of the directorate, can we have a second call, and can we have recalls, and can we have more SLAs? But the fact of the matter is we're entering into a race process where it's more than likely that we're going to have to pick and choose, and we're going to have to cut back on some things. So, like, it's worth, I suppose, for all councillors on AHC, it's worth just thinking what the most important things are, you know, before we start looking for more things on top of it, as great as that will be. And Gareth, when we're back up and running and there's enough money in the pot of all the directorates, I'll be back in your proposal 100%, because I want everyone to get all the need.
I suppose, Chair, just to come back on that, Bart, it's nothing new. It was just confirming the process. So as Janine says, there is that interim cause. So it was just reaffirming that. Yeah. But I do take your comments on board.
Okay, and we have that proposed and seconded. Moving on now to, now, we have the DEA forums and we have the CCH meetings, which really kind of go hand in hand, item 6 and item 7. So, are you happy enough to go through with them and I'll take a proposer and seconder after that? Because they're quite joint anyway.
Yeah, they're mostly reports.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Chair, members, your DEA report, monthly report, as usual, up in front of you is for approval for action sheets out of Downpatrick, Newry and Crotley. And at the same time, we're seeking approval for the Community Coordination Hub action sheet that arose from their meeting in October. Happy to take any questions.
Okay, any questions or comments? And it's okay, can I take a proposer and seconder for item 6 and item 7, if that's okay? Councillor McKevitt, and I just, Councillor Brennan, sorry, and Councillor McKevitt. Thank you. Okay, on to item 8, and that is a several level agreement with the Education Authority.
Sure, yes, I'll take this on.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, members and chair, the paper in front of you tonight is seeking approval to establish a service level agreement between council and the education authority. Primarily, it will be to progress on objectives that we have agreed as a council through the community plan, and it will be monitored and evaluated and looked after through the community plan and partnership. So, as I say, the paper requires permission from members this evening for officers to establish this SLA and engage more effectively with youth voice. Okay.
Just check and see who has my first. There we go. Councillor Lee Sargent, go ahead. Apologies. Just there's a wee thing that floats on the screen. Apologies. You're proposed and you have a comment. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Basically, just want to say that youth provisions are more important than ever before. I'm sure for Rowallan councillors here, Bethany McLoon, who's the Rowallan youth worker for EA, has been amazing. Terry's shaking her head. She has been amazing and we are so in awe of her and her abilities to engage with the youth of tomorrow. And it's just this initiative today will help to inspire the next generation of councillors, potentially MLAs, as well as MPs. And it's just nice to know that we actually have the option for our next generation. So, I just want to say that. And also, Crossgar, as an example, is needing youth provisions and ideas, and I think this will act as a further catalyst. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Sargent. Councillor Sherwin, you have seconded, and you have a question.
Yeah, Chair, hard to follow David there, and I'll praise Downpatrick then and the Education Authority and youth coverage as well. But my actual question is in relation to the allocation of budget that's being requested. We have had agreements with the Education Authority, but is this new money that we need to find within the budget, or is this replacing an existing agreement that we have with the Education Authority?
Janine?
My understanding of that this is in addition to any agreements the council has up and running, so it's to assist with us on the delivery of different objectives than we have already.
Okay, and it's on an annual basis that we review it, so this is just for 1 year and then next year it'll be reviewed again?
Yes. Yes, Chair. Apologies. I'm reading this report and I didn't write it. But my understanding is it is for 1 year. It's not clear in the report. So I'll go back and find out.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chair. Thanks, June.
Okay. Health and wellbeing. Item 9, and it is a liaison agreement for the investigation of work-related deaths for approval.
Thank you, Chair. As members may know, Council has an obligation to investigate fatal accidents and breaches of health and safety in workplaces where we have enforcement responsibility. So what we're looking for here is approval to sign up to the revised liaison agreement for the investigation of work-related deaths along with the PSNI and the Health and Safety Executive. The previous document is 15 years old, so it's really just to bring it up to date. Just looking approval to sign that document.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, comments? Okay, just need a proposer and seconder.
Chair.
Councillor Murray? Sorry, you have a question.
Chair, just a brief question. Are we being asked to propose and to approve this from today on? Or are we being asked to approve it retrospectively?
No, there is one in existence. It's just the parties involved. We're trying to modernise it, bring it up to date. It has been reviewed, so it'll just be from it gets council approval on, our signature will get attached to it. So.
Not okay, Councillor Murray? Okay. Proposed by Yvonne Muir and seconded by Councillor McEvoy. Okay, over to item 10, Nuclear Free Local Authorities Membership Fees 2022-2023 for approval.
Thanks, Chair. Again, this is that committee consider and approve our payment of our membership subscription to Nuclear Free Local Authorities for policies. It says 22-23. It is for the next financial year. We are a leading member. Originally, Nuclear Free Local Authorities was really about, I suppose, Sellafield, etc. But they have expanded now, and they do provide useful resource regarding the whole sustainability agenda and energy more broadly. So we're just looking for approval to continue paying the annual subscription. We do also provide the secretariat for it.
Okay, I have a proposal from Councillor McKevitt and Councillor Lee Sergeant. Councillor McKevitt, any questions or queries?
No, Chair, just as Owen has pointed out, we are through the Secretary of it, and we have held the position of the Chair and Vice Chair in the past, so it's very useful grouping.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Lee Sergeant, any questions, comments? Okay, so that's proposed by Councillor McKevitt and seconded by Lee Sergeant. Moving on to item 11, and that is Council Partnership Proposal to support sustainable food places and programmes.
Thanks, Chair. Recently, we have been getting involved in the whole sustainable food area. So what we're asking for permission in this report is that they agree to supporting both the Guardians of Grub campaign, which is about food waste, and the Feed in Britain campaigns. As it says in the report, there's no cost implication to using these resources, and any campaign titles that would be involved in the Feed in Britain campaign would be adapted for local publicity, so it would be Feeding Newry and Moreton Downs. We're just looking for agreement that we sign up to both of these campaigns.
Okay, Councillor Sturgeon, you have proposed that. I need another seconder. Councillor Sturgeon, do you have any comments or queries?
Just to note that sustainable food is more important than ever, as it will help to reduce our carbon footprint and also make it more sustainable, so feed more people. So I'm all for sustainable food.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Councillor Herr. Seconded. Councillor Herr, any questions or comments?
No, you're grand, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Okay, on to item 12, sustainable food places applying for bronze accreditation. That's for approval.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, again, it's a related matter. So as it says in the report, we have been working on this in the last year and a half. And what we want to do is apply for accreditation for the bronze award. So we're just looking at council approval that we submit an application to be recognised with the bronze award.
Okay, Councillor Lee, certainly you've proposed that. Any comments, questions? Okay, and Councillor Sharvin has also seconded that. Any comments or questions?
No, Chair, I think it's just recognising the work that the officers and our council have been doing in the area. So, yeah, happy to second that.
Okay, Councillor McAteer, any questions? No. Okay then. If you're happy enough, I'll move on to item 13, and that is Biodiversity Strategy and Action Plan 2023 to 2028, and that's for approval.
Thank you, Chair. The current Biodiversity Action Plan was launched in 2018, and it reaches its conclusion at the end of this year. The review has been carried out earlier on this year. So what we're looking for now is that the committee agree that we to draft a biodiversity strategy, a new biodiversity strategy and action plan for the next 5 years. We're just looking permission to proceed with that course of action.
Okay, thank you very much. And Councillor Sargent, you proposed that. You're happy enough with that as is? Okay. Any other questions or comments? Oh, Councillor Sargent, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know if David was looking in there, Chair.
Sorry, David, are you looking? No, that's okay. No, go ahead, Councillor Sargent.
It was me, yes.
All right. So I suppose that my question, fantastic the report that we previously saw on putting the strategy in place. I do note within the report about talking time scales and workshops on, but I take it any council member can reach out to yourself, or Danielle, even in her biodiversity officer role, about areas that we think could potentially be focused on in the new strategy. Would that be the best approach?
Through the chair, yes, that's possible at any time, and we also will be seeking formally to reach out to whatever stakeholders that we need to. So that you say you can speak to Danielle, or if any members wish, I can get Danielle to speak to them at any time about any of this. So.
Okay. I think it would also be useful to through our DEA forms as well, that the structure that we have there, you know, putting this on as an item for DEAs to consider to feed into the strategy as well.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Councillor McAteer, you've seconded it and you have a comment there.
Would have been delighted to second it. Something I was speaking to Danielle about, again, I think I brought it up quite some time ago, and it was the opportunity to do this biodiversity work on the like of the, one example was the dual carriage between Warren Point and Muir. And I know the Department of Infrastructure rejected the suggestion at the time. Now, I don't know why they did. Danielle said maybe perhaps we should actually re-engage with them and ask them to do this, have a look at this again. And I know one stretch they have put in a barrier, a crash barrier on each side of the carriageway, probably about 2 miles out in Uri, or about a mile and a half. And perhaps that's maybe it was something around safety, I don't know. But it's a glaring opportunity to do something along these lines of planting. And would look visually a hell of a lot better than what's there at the moment. And I presume they're going to have to cut it in a more limited fashion in between the two barriers than they would normally. So perhaps we should be talking to them again, come up with this and refresh the whole notion of doing this in these public areas. Both parties, in my opinion, come out of this looking good. They don't have to cut the grass. And yet, again, the community benefits from the like of that type of planting, you know, whether it's wildflower, etc., whatever, you know.
Sure, I'm happy that to encourage pollinators. We have probably better relations with Department of Infrastructure through a number of other initiatives at the moment, so we'll revisit that with them, because, like, as you say, there are the benefits that they don't have to cut as often.
And I mean, if it is, you know, even if it, but as you go into Warren Point and both into Uri, I think there are two opportunities that could be looked at. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so start of closed session. Items deemed to be exempt under the paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. I'm looking for a proposer and a seconder. Proposed by Councillor Sharvin, seconded by Councillor McAvoy. Okay. The following was agreed whilst in closed session. Item 14, financial assistance, major sports capital. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Sharvin that officers will bring back report to December's committee to investigate further the sports capital financial assistance arrangement. It was also agreed on a proposal of Councillor Lewis and seconded by Councillor McAteer to approve to progress a sports hub expression of interest financial assistance call for higher level sports capital as outlined in 2.1b of the officer's report. Item 15, home to hospital schemes for Mourns and Slieve Gullion DEAs. It was agreed on proposal of Councillor McAvoy and seconded by Councillor Murr to provide funding for Mourns and Slieve Gullion home to hospital volunteer driver schemes and seek expressions of interest from suitable community volunteer sectors organisations to administer subject to funding being identified within the rates estimates process. Item 16, open space strategy business case. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McAteer and seconded by Councillor Sharvin to approve the following. One, to progress the public tender as outlined in 1.1 of the officer's report and approve the business case as per Appendix 1. The officers undertake, item 2, the officers undertake the appropriate evaluation of tenders in line with procurement guidelines and appointment a preferred bidder. Item 17, update regarding Derry Bay Community Centre. On the proposal of Councillor Casey and seconded by Councillor Lee Sergener, it was agreed to note the contents of the report. Item 18, leasing of council land, express of interest for Amsborough and Listener Drumgullen. Hopefully I pronounced that right. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Casey and seconded by Councillor Lee Sergener to note the contents of the officer's report and the expressions of interest for the land outlined in 1.1 of the officer's report. We progress to Stage 3 of the Sports and Leasing Policy 2016. Item 19, Newry Leisure Centre Swimming Pool. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Casey and seconded by Lee Sergener, Councillor Lee Sergener, to note the contents of the report and the following. Newry Leisure Centre Swimming Pool would not close in December 2022. Officers would continue to work with the original project items and contractors to determine and programme and a programme for closure of Newry Leisure Centre Swimming Pool, prioritising minimal disturbance and disruption to the service users. A future report to Council would be tabled to seek approval for closure arrangements of Newry Leisure Centre Swimming Pool. Okay, the next three items are for noting, and I know on item 20 is update of Mullaban Community Centre, termination of lease. Any questions or queries? Okay.
Yes, Chair, can we just get an update? Could we just get an update on where that is in Mullaban?
Go ahead.
Yes, Chair. As per previous agreements, then we are terminating the lease with Mullaban.
Okay, Councillor.
Yes.
Items 21, Peace Plus Local Action Plan. Any issues or concerns? Okay, and the last one is 22.0, Initiatives for Use of Community Buildings. And I know Paul's wanting to come in on this.
Thank you, Chair. Members may be aware of us looking at a warm spaces initiatives throughout the council's community and leisure centres. I suppose we just wanted to make members aware that we're looking at that and bringing that forward and looking at running in types of initiatives within our opening hours of those facilities and also looking at additional support around tea, coffee and all those sorts of things. So, happy to take any questions.
Okay, any questions on that?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Councillor Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, just on that I think we've included the down the down leisure centre? Would there be perhaps a facility for people to even buy or purchase warm tea and coffee and stuff? As I know that we don't have like a cafe there.
Yeah, thank you. As you know, there's actually no resource at the moment in terms of delivering that, but that's where something that we're going to work really close with the community and see if we can get something like that delivered or even options around that. So,
have a great, yep. Thank you.
Okay, Councillor Andrews will bring you in just 2 seconds there, is that okay? Councillor Sharvin proposed and Councillor McAvoy seconded. Councillor Sharvin, any questions or queries?
It was going to be in similar vein, Chair, because I know at Newry today the open house was launched and I did spot tea, coffee and even scone. So I'm sure when Paul's looking at that, he'll make sure there's at least scones as well in Downpatrick.
Hungry eyes sees far.
I'll be working very closely with our DEA counterparts to ensure that scones are included on that list.
Yeah.
Councillor Murray, go ahead there.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just that I think this was probably coming from Declan Murphy's half motion that he brought, where he was, I think, the initial intention from what he was proposing for community centres and leisure centres was as much of a warm space, Wi-Fi in community centres, place maybe for people to come and meet. For drop-off points, maybe for collections, for, you know, all of that. Of course, you know, tea and coffee and all that is fantastic. I think he talked about in his initial report, linking in with outside agencies, maybe that, you know, would provide hot food, maybe in Newry and in Downpatrick and places like this. You know, so maybe it's good what's happening so far, but just that what the intention of the original motion isn't completely lost. Maybe if you could tie in with Declan, or if I get Declan, maybe contact you, Paul, maybe just and see, is it staying true to what the intention of it was? Because it wasn't necessarily about tea and coffee in leisure centres. That wasn't what the original plan was. Would that be possible?
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to let Owen come in for a sec on this too.
Thanks, through the chair. I'm not personally aware of what that original motion was. We have been working through the Age Friendly Strategic Alliance with some of the partners there to look at, it's as much, I suppose, as promoting activities as well that are already going on. We will also continue to work with our partners in providing Keep Warm Packs. And you'll note in the report, we're also proposing that it'll be in January now that we'll do 2 sort of events, cost of living type events, which will be primarily focused at the at older people, but it won't be exclusively to that. So both our sustainability team and our Age Friendly coordinator will be working with different agencies to hopefully put those on as early in January as we can.
Okay. Councillor Lee Sergeant, you have a question there.
Thank you, Chair. I was just wondering if this list will be, like, is it adaptive in terms of will there be more locations added? For example, I can see here for Welland, you know, we're great that we have Killay, Ballinhinch and Market House. What about, like, St. Fields, for example, the community centre there, would that be added at some point? And what place like Crossguard that doesn't have a leisure centre? What happens to the high elderly population there, or, you know, basically. Thanks.
Through the chair, possibly St. Field isn't on the list because it's managed by community volunteers and they're having their own issues around spiralling costs, but we will look at all centres as Paul has proposed as part of a report coming back to you. Thank you.
Cool, thank you.
Okay, sorry, Councillor McAvoy, you'd second the proposal there. Have you any questions or comments?
No, I'm happy enough, so I don't think everybody has touched on anything. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor McAvoy. Well, if everybody is... Councillor Andrews, go ahead. I almost forgot about you.
Almost.
Don't worry. As somebody says, Ty, you always have to have the last word for everything. But no, again, there's no point getting over points that have already been raised. And I think what has been envisaged here is a very worthwhile exercise, especially coming to the onset and the winter and everything. And, you know, people get an opportunity to come out and to go to a space somewhere warm and sit and have a cup of tea or something, whatever. I think the benefits that will be, you know, priceless, and any measures or anything that our officers can do to help those, you know, affected, I think, will be very much welcomed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Andrews. Okay, if that is everybody, then that is the end of AHC this evening, and anybody's here, safe journey, be safe. Bye.
Thanks, Chair.